You. Of course it's you. It's always you. You're always there, ain't you, whether you're wanted or not.
I'm just going to see Poppy,
whispered Maggie.
I love the smell of clean clothes in the morning. Don't you? Apollo dry cleaning, dear.
Of course you are, Lil snapped. No talking rubbish to him about what you think you saw here. You didn't see anything, right?
Just want to see Poppy, please.
There was a reason that he did not know, as this pet arrived during full moon's glow. When poor little cat was lonely and scared, he came around so they could be paired.
Aunt Lil mimics Maggie's voice.
I just want to see Poppy, please.
Well, not a word.
In the long dark shadows of the night in an unadopted road in southeast London, dashboard lights illuminate the inside of a slow-moving 1960s Rover. Its tyres crunch over the unkept road, the suspension creaking as the car undulates its way through a multitude of potholes.
Squids, brass, moolah, spondoolies. Whatever you call cash in these trying times, it never goes far enough. Borrow up to £500 from St James Express Loans.
Hello?
Hello. I'd like to speak to Helen Thornton.
This is Mrs. Thornton.
Helen Thornton.
Yes. Who is this?
My name is Maru, a telepathist performing at the 78 Club. A few moments ago during my act, I received a thought that is vital to you.
There, outside in the cold and the darkness, stood a child with no shoes upon his feet and clad in thin, ragged garments. He was shivering with the cold, and he asked to come in and warm himself.
Yes, come,
cried both the children.
You shall have our place by the fire. Come in.
The funeral happened at Chelton Cemetery on the 6th of March at 10:30 in the morning on a cold, grey and damp day. The rain was the kind that was so light you can't quite feel it on your skin, but its softness chills you through to the very core.
His voice was proper teared as all the tuned spheres and that to friends. But when he meant to quail and shake the orb, he was as rattling thunder.
Knock, knock, he called out. Vivian was sitting facing the door and gave him a smile. Marion, sitting next to her, looked up and her jaw dropped open.
I'd had enough. I was mad. I hate the bastards. I came out of my front door that morning and shouted. My neighbours came out and I said, come on, we're going where the evil came from and pay the bastards out.
Yellow fluorescent light hums in a 1970s brown and green kitchen with a yellow patterned lino floor. The women of the Moon family are sat round a formica table on a mishmash of chairs, some quite clearly from the pub.
After all these years, I know most of the people on the round intimately. It's like I've become part of their family. In some cases, in fact, I am family.
Bennett out again to Bircher. Bircher back inside to Fennec. Fennec slips the ball through the eye of a needle to Bennett on the inside. Two jocks claws in. Bennett sidesteps, leaves them both in the fucking dirt, and plops the ball down right between the fucking posts.